From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Beth Richmond reading Perhaps She'll Die, A Chantilene Mystery by M.K. Preston. Now let's begin with Perhaps She'll Die. Prologue. Awakened by Sacco's furious barking, Chantilene lay rigid in the darkness, listening. Heavy footsteps shook the wooden floor of the old farmhouse. She heard a quick shout from her father, a muffled thud, then silence. What was happening out there? She pictured Daddy lying on the sofa minutes ago, or was it hours, when she'd kissed him goodnight, the dark stubble of his beard scratchy against her cheek, his smell pleasant and boozy from celebrating the end of the trial. She'd been angry when Mama wouldn't let her attend. She was 12, after all, old enough to know what a rape trial was about. But all was forgiven in her relief at Daddy's acquittal. Heart pounding, she sat up in her bed and strained to hear. Mama's voice, frantic, questioning. A heavy thump shook the living room wall and Sacco snarled. Footsteps scraped out the front door, down the porch steps. Then there was silence. Nothing left but Sacco's frenzied barking. Chantilene couldn't breathe. She threw her legs over the side of the bed and crept to the door of her bedroom. Pressing her ear to the door, she heard only the surge of her own heart. Was she alone? Where were Mama and Daddy? She turned the knob slowly, still holding her breath, and inched the door open. Through the crack, she saw Mama crouched in the darkness of the hallway, wildly digging through the closet. Chantilene opened her mouth to...